There's a story of a native from a remote village, from a remote country, who had the opportunity to visit a large modern city for the first time. He could not bring much home with him, and he had little money. But he was amazed at the electric lights which he saw everywhere. So he bought a sack full of electric light bulbs and sockets with switches so he could turn them on and off. Arriving home, he hung the light bulbs in front of his home and on his and his neighbor's trees. Everyone watched him with curiosity and asked him what he was doing. But he just smiled and said, "Just wait until dark. You will see." When night came, he turned on the switches, but nothing happened. No one had told him about electricity. He did not know the light bulbs were useless unless connected to the source of their power. This is the central message of Jesus Christ to us. As he said in our gospel for today, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. So this is the clear message that Christ is telling us. We need to be connected with him so that we can bear fruit. Apart from him, we are nothing. The gospel for today was a very familiar story for Jesus' listeners because there's a lot of vineyard in the surrounding area. The people, especially those who tend the vineyard, knew what he is speaking about. This was their daily lives and work: planting, tending, pruning, cultivating, and harvesting the grapes in the vineyard. Jesus compared himself to a vine, and the fruit bearing are the disciples and followers of him. The one who cultivates, waters, and tend the soil is God the Father. He also prunes the vines and get rid of the dead wood so that the vine is nourished, nurtured, and sustained. The vine is the plant whose branches form the whole, and the branches are only fruitful in so far as they are joined with the vine. This relationship is the secret of Christian life, and John the Evangelist expresses this with the word abide, which is repeated 7 times in today's passage. Abide in me, says the Lord. Abide in the Lord. So he is telling us and telling his disciples, we need to receive strength, nourishment, and sustenance only from him. Like the branches that break away from the vine, we will not be productive, will die, and bear no fruit if we are not connected to him, Jesus Christ. Every one of us, Christians, is distinct and yet the same. Our distinctiveness, uniqueness, and individuality are drawn from the vine, from Christ. We are identified with the vine and receive life and sustenance from Him. So what the gospel is telling us is to relate to Jesus, because only in and through Him we can be productive. He is telling us, bear fruit for the kingdom of God and must cultivate our relationship with Him through sacraments, prayers, and good deeds. According to Pope Francis, when we are intimate with the Lord as the vine and branches are intimate and joined, we are able to bear the fruits of new life, of mercy, of justice, and peace derived from the Lord's resurrection. It is what the saints did, those who live Christian life in fullness and live the witness of charity, because they were true branches of the vine of the Lord. But to be holy does not require being a bishop, a priest, or a religious. We are all called to be holy by living our lives with love and by bearing witness in everything we do, wherever we find ourselves. We are called all to be holy. We must be holy with this richness we have received from the risen Lord. Every activity, work and rest, family and social life, exercising political, cultural, and economic responsibilities, every activity, whether small or great, if live in union with Jesus and with the attitude of love and of service, is an occasion to live baptism and gospel holiness to the fullest. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us always be connected and linked with Jesus. Like our smartphones, internet, computers, and all gadgets, the same we are lifeless if not connected with these things. We spend a lot of time connecting and using these things. So let us all be connected with Jesus all the time. We spend a lot of time in Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Sometimes we sleep early in the morning, and when we wake up, we have headache already. But for Jesus, how many times, how many hours do we spend? Sometimes 5 minutes, 10 minutes, praying the rosary, we fall asleep. But using our Facebook, we almost spent a lot of times. Jesus Christ's Wi-Fi and link is unlimited. We will never be disconnected unless we are the one who will turn it off. So let us all be connected with Jesus always. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus, may I always be one and united with you in all that I say and do. May I be close to you and glorify you, so that I may bear fruit for your kingdom. Ignite and kindle in my heart and mind with your unending love, and take away anything that would make me unproductive or unfruitful. You are my vine, my source of strength and life. May I never be apart from you. Amen.